Yes, greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome once again to the Daily Inspiration. Thank you for calling. I want to express my thanks for you taking time to look into the scriptures of God through the Bible. That you take time out of your day to call in and to hear a little teaching, a little message, a little reading of God's word, and it's a valuable thing, and I know that you will be blessed as you do these things. God will bless you. So thank you for calling in, and it's been a privilege for me to be able to share some things on my heart, and I trust that God will also give you a testimony for those that you work with, your family, and people around you, that you'll be able to also share of the goodness of God and His dealings with you in your life. And I am encouraged and blessed that we have such a loving Heavenly Father, that He has given to us all spiritual blessings and everything that pertains to life and godliness in this life. And so I rejoice and praise God for that. I would like to kind of finish up here with some scripture in 1 Timothy, and I would like to just read a few verses and just have a few words of comment here and discuss a few things in that we could exhort and encourage one another through scriptures, and that we might find that bread of life to be satisfying to our soul. I'll be reading out of 1 Timothy, and in chapter 2, it says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications and prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. I want to pause there for just a moment. I trust that most of you that are listening here would understand that we don't involve ourselves in the kingdom of this world, the kingdom that is going astray. We don't participate in the voting and the things of the government. We like to stay away from those things and not occupy ourselves with those things, but to be busy about the Lord's work. And I'd just like to say that here we're given some encouragement here to have supplications and prayers and intercessions and giving of thanks that we would make for all men. And then he goes on to say, for kings and for those who are in authority. And I just like to take a minute here to say, you know, even though you may not participate in voting, I would like to encourage you that let's take this word seriously and let's participate in another way, and that is praying. That we'd pray for kings and all that are in authority, that we'd pray diligently for them. And maybe you're already doing that. I hope you are. But we're told here in Scripture that we need to do that. And I think sometimes in my life I forget. I get praying about other things and going about other business, and I forget to pray for the leaders and those that are in authority, that I can pray for them. He says you need to pray for them. And we need to pray for all men. And I think we'll see some other things that are near to God's heart as we continue reading in this chapter. But God wants us to pray for all men. And I think you'll see why as we continue on. But I want to encourage you to let's lift up the president of this United States, and for those that are in authority on a national level, a state level, and even in smaller areas where there's authority given that God has given, let's pray for those people. Let's be diligent. I'm going to continue reading here, verse 3, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. He wants us to do those things, pray. Who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Again, can you hear? I'm encouraged when I see these scriptures over and over that talk about that God would have all men to be saved. Now, we know that not all men are going to be saved, but God's heart is that all men would turn and repent and come to Him. And that's encouraging to me. God wants men to be saved, saved from their sin. Verse 4, I'll just read it again. Who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. What is the truth? The truth is this. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. He is our mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Verse 6, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in the faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. This is Paul speaking here. He's writing this letter. He's saying that Jesus Christ gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And then he says he was ordained to be a preacher and apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. He was sent out by God to be an instructor to the Gentiles. That would include us. If you're not a Jew, then you'd be a Gentile. And this was a ministry that God had opened up to the Gentiles to be able to come before him with that mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And it says here that he gave himself a ransom for all. And praise God for that. And then he tells us, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. I just want to encourage you. Let's take this challenge and just ask God to help us to be diligent and faithful to pray to him. And maybe you could try this all by yourself. Don't do it to put on a show for somebody, but just get somewhere in a prayer closet or somewhere alone, just you and God, and to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. And just lift your hands to God, not in front of anybody else. Nobody else has to know that. You just lift your hands up to God. We talked about this before, that when you want to show a sign of surrender, doesn't matter what language is being spoken, what language is present, when you put your hands up in the air, it's a signal that says, I surrender, I'm giving up, I'm not fighting, I surrender. And I just encourage you to take time, go out, lift up your hands to God, pour out your heart to him, and pray. And pray without wrath and without doubting. But just let your heart overflow with thanksgiving to the Lord. And it may be a little awkward at first, but just continue with that. I think you'll find a blessing there as you raise your hands to God and pour out your heart to him. You'll find a blessing there. You're surrendering yourself to God. And I'm not saying you have to do that every time, but I think it's a good thing to go out and to do this from time to time. Lift your hands up to God, not in front of an audience. You and God, just you and God. I believe that you will find a blessing there. And I remember, I'm just going to share with you, when I first started doing that, I felt pretty awkward, felt kind of different, almost strange. But then there became a beautiful surrender to my Lord. And I think that you'll find also a blessing there. It's a brokenness, a contrite heart that God doesn't despise. And let us be diligent to pray and to let God make us into intercessors and to be diligent in our prayer life and of giving thanks And I think that's where God will meet with us and cause us to grow. And I want to encourage you, spend time with God in prayer. Pour out your heart to Him. He knows everything that's inside. He knows all your thoughts. He knows your struggles. He knows your concerns. He knows the things that you're bothered by. He knows the things that you delight in. He knows all the things of your heart. So pour out before Him and let Him speak to you. And speak to Him. Give Him thanks. And I believe that you will receive a great blessing there, because He is a Father to us. And we can call Him Abba, Father, because He gave us a mediator, Jesus Christ, that we can come boldly to Him. He's a holy God. And we can't come to Him except by the blood of Jesus Christ, where the Scripture says that He paid a ransom for us Himself. He loves us that much. May God bless you as you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.